Well, hey, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. I'm so glad that you are here. Whether this is your first time hanging out with me or maybe you're here all the time, you want to be sure and hit the subscribe button so you never miss out on anything happening over here on my channel. Well, hey, in the conversation that we had over the last 2 weeks, I mentioned the faith movement. And I've been wanting to do this podcast for a while because I think that sometimes the prosperity gospel or the faith movement can sometimes get a negative rap. But I will say that I've learned so much, and so much of who I am today is because of the faith movement, because of people that went before us that literally taught us so many beautiful things. And so I know that there is negative parts to every, you know, faith stream, if you will. You look at all the different things that happen across the big body of Christ. But I think that there's a lot of beauty in the faith movement. And I know people often get critical about the name it, claim it, blab it, grab it kind of mentality. But there's so many beautiful things that the faith movement does that are beyond that. And so I want to talk about a few of those. Number one, I'm so grateful that when I got saved into the faith community, faith movement. And the first thing that they taught me was that God is good. Literally, this one thing is so impactful to me because I think most people have a view of God that He's distant, He's angry, He's out to judge them, He's out to condemn them. But I am so grateful for the faith community because they taught me that we serve a God that's good. John 10:10 is like the hallmark faith community verse. It's that the enemy comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come that you might have life and life more abundantly. If you are in a church and they're using John 10:10 nearly every week from the platform, you're in a faith movement church. Literally, it's, I love Pastor Charles Niemann. He pastors an incredible church in El Paso. And he says that whenever he's out in the community, people will see him and they'll say, "Hey, that's life more abundantly, Pastor." Because he quotes that scripture so often that people equate him with that. And I just think that's so funny. But what's beautiful in that is even though that was hammered into me since day one of me getting saved, it put a filter on my life to see things of what the enemy's doing versus what God does. It got me real clear on God's nature and His character. And so I truly do believe that God is looking to do good things in my life. I think so many times in other spaces, if you will, they have this view of God that He's out to get you, He's out to judge you, He's out to condemn you. But I truly believe, and I live my life because of the faith movement, that God is good. Number two is God's word is for me today. Like God's word is for me today, meaning that every part of this Bible is for me today. Like I love that about the faith community. Whenever I first got saved and I picked up my Bible, at first I started to read it like a history book of this is stories of what once happened to people. This is stories of things God once did with David, God once did with Moses, God once did with Paul. But then as I began to sit under the teaching of the faith movement, I began to learn that even though it's something that God did with Moses, it's what God can do for me today. Like it's God's power still available to me today. And it's not me reading about miracles that once were, but it's opening the possibility in my life that God can do this today, that God is still a miracle working God, that God's still active in the earth today, that gifts are still being given, that they didn't die with the apostles. They're not done away with, but God's word is for me today. And the faith community, they're so good at finding scriptures and declaring them over their lives. Like the faith community is incredible about instilling like this and cultivating this love for God's word. I love Pastor Perla. She's on staff with us and she used to be on staff at another church, and she was at a presence church, and where they just usher in the presence of God, and everything's just very like presence oriented, and the altar and all of that, which I think is beautiful. I love it so much. And when I met her probably 12, 13 years ago, I watched her pray, and I was so inspired. I was like, I've never seen anybody pray like this and like cultivate the presence of God the way story that their church did. And it was like this brand new realm of being, like this way of doing church. And I told her, I said, I want you to teach me to pray like you. And she's like, I want you to teach me how to fall in love with my Bible like you. And I was like, okay. So I started to teach her the word and she started to teach me how to pray. And I think about this and we laugh about it all the time now, but I will say that's the one thing that the faith movement taught me is to cultivate a deep love for the Bible. I think about Smith Wigglesworth and how he was a great man of faith and he didn't even allow anything but the Bible to come into his house. He's like, the only news in my house is the good news. And so, which is comical, but literally he let no other literature cross his doorstep because he was just such a guardian of the word. Number three is that God can meet my needs. And I think this is so powerful because in the faith community, I learned that God wants to meet my needs, like provision, to believe God for the financial blessings of God. In fact, so many people, when they come into our church and God begins to move in their life, that's one of the things that they say. They're like, I never knew that I could pray for God to increase my finances, for God to give me a raise, for God to multiply like my savings account, my retirement account. And as they begin to pray for their finances, God begins to do incredible things. I think the ditch in the faith community, there's some ditches, right? That God does want to meet our needs, but he's not obligated to meet my greed. And so I think the prosperity gospel, the faith movement, people started to have negative rap when they started to, I'm using air quotes, when people start to think, gosh, that's just too much, right? Like, and people start to shy away from it. And I'll say, just because there's a ditch there doesn't mean that there's not something like good there in the center. Like, just because we see people going extremes doesn't mean that everything's extreme. And so financial prosperity, the ditch of the faith movement is that financial prosperity, it's not guaranteed. And I think sometimes in the faith movement, it's almost this premise of like, it's this guaranteed life that if you give, it will be given back to you. And we love to use that scripture, but that scripture is actually not talking about finances. It's talking about judgment. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you give and it's just obedience. And we can believe God for a harvest, but sometimes it's just more about my obedience. And I've seen too many times where people give as a manipulation, right? And one of the ditches of the faith community is that to never be sick. Like, people can't be sick. They have to always be healed. And I will say this, that I found in my life that I am commanded to believe God for the miracle, right? Like, I am commanded by God. Part of the Great Commission is to lay hands on the sick. His part is that they'll recover. Like, my part is not for the recovery. My part isn't the miracle, but my part is I'm commanded by God to pray. And I think sometimes in the faith community is they take on the responsibility of to manifest the answers. And I would just encourage us, like, for people that are going after God, like, our part is to pray and to believe God to move. And God's part is to move. Like, I love Brian's been saying, it's been a motto in his life lately of, I'm going to obey God and leave the consequences up to him. And I love that because a lot of times when we think about, well, if I pray for this person, what if they don't get healed? What if I pray for this person and it doesn't work out? But we feel in our heart like we're supposed to pray for them. And I would just encourage you, like, our job is to pray and leave the results up to God. And so the other ditch of the faith community is, if you have faith, you won't have problems. And I think we did a pretty good job on talking about this the last 2 weeks, that sometimes you're gonna have faith and you're still gonna have problems. Like, Jesus even straight up said, in this world, you will have trials. Like, you're gonna have tribulations, but be of good cheer because I've overcome the world, right? And so I'm so grateful for the faith community. I'm so, so grateful for great men of faith like Kenneth Hagin, Joel Osteen, these people that get a negative rap, But man, they have done such incredible things that their faith, right? That faith teaching that God is good, that God's word is for me today, that God wants to meet my needs. People like Terry Savelle Foy, people like Jerry Savelle, people like Bill Johnson, like all of that community of faith that has taught us so many beautiful things about who God is. And there's so many parts of that that I believe that we need to keep with us. And I think what's sad is a lot of times media will twist things around and will try to dilute what God made so beautiful. And we'll see the extremes and we find ourselves shying away from it. But I'm grateful for the way I was taught. I'm grateful for the men of God in my life, like John Holler and Terry Sparks, that taught me these things. And I believe so much of my faith today is what it is because I live my life from these things, that God is good, that God's word is for me today, and that God can meet my needs. So I hope that spoke to you, and I hope it encourages you to lean in your faith. I hope you got so much out of today's content. Can you do me a favor and hit the subscribe button so you never miss out on any new content here on my podcast? Also, one of the best ways for people to find my podcast is by you. If you will, share this podcast on your social media or maybe text it to a friend and help me get the word out so we can help others. Also, everything you need to know about today's podcast will be available down in the show notes. I also have a link for you to stay subscribed to my emails so you never miss out on anything that I have going on. So, hey, thank you so much for being here, and let's do something awesome for God this week.